So welcome to all of you on today's Narasingha Jayanti day. Today is 24th of May. Hare Krishna. So there are many unique stories about Narasingha Bhagwan. The famous story all of you know, I will tell you in brief also today, because today there is a great significance of hearing this story of Narasingha Dev today. Today one, everybody, even if you know it, you have to hear it again, recite and hear it again. Because Lord Narasingha Dev is a special incarnation of the Lord, which is meant for protecting His devotees. And when the Lord is protecting His devotees, it does not mean that He protects only specific devotees who are in India or who are in Singhachalam or who are in a particular caste or anything. Lord is a Lord. Lord doesn't see us as any, from any place or any language or anything. Lord, when He sees us as all His children, whichever form He comes. So this particular form, He came simply to show the world that how much He cares and how much He bothers about His devotees. And any devotee is in danger. If He remembers Lord Narasingha Dev, His danger will be finished. To prove that Lord came. And to such a way He came, that is very, very significant. The way that He came, there was no plan that He will do this and He will, was dressing up already. He was making up His form, designing in factory. That moment when Hiranyakashipu said, "Where is your Lord?" That moment Prahlad answered, "He's everywhere." Next question he asked, "Is He in this pillar?" He said, "Yes, He's in the pillar." At that instant, the Lord appeared. Already He was there in the pillar, roaring. The moment He pounced on the pillar, immediate Lord came out. So instantly Lord assumed the form of half man, half lion, and instantly He came out to reciprocate with Prahlad's faith and to protect him. By reciprocate, because Prahlad with so much conviction He told. First thing He said, "From where are you getting the strength?" Prahlad said, the place where you get your strength, I get my strength. This first answer He gave. Second, which is that place? He said, that is Lord Vishnu. From whom I get strength, from whom you get strength. Where is this Vishnu? He is everywhere. He is inside, outside, every atom. So he was looking here and there. He is everywhere. Is He in the pillar? Yes, He is in the pillar also. If He is everywhere, He has to be in the pillar also. So to reciprocate with the faith that Prahlad had, Lord reciprocated immediately by coming from the pillar. And second, word is instantly. He didn't take much longer. He wait, He is coming. Instantly He was already there in the pillar. That's why this pillar is called as mother of Narasingha Bhagwan. In the womb of which Lord appeared. So one has to understand that whenever we go in difficulty in life, we should pray to Narasingha Dev. But Narasingha Dev is a great protector. You have to have faith and you will see the response. That's why Srila Prabhupada started this Narasingha prayers twice a day in all his centers all over the world. Because definitely when you teach people about God, there are going to be enemies. There are going to be people who are atheistic people. There are people going to be not liking you. There are people going to attack you also. So, for example, when Jesus Christ came, people attacked Him. They didn't like the way He was telling, "Thou shalt not kill, you should not do this, you should not do that, adultery is not good." So many things He told. Some people did not like it. They wanted to commit adultery, they wanted to steal, they wanted to tell lies, they wanted to kill. And somebody is coming and telling, "Don't do all these things, it's not good." So they wanted to destroy Him only, so that they can keep doing whatever they want. And Muhammad came also when He was telling, "Don't marry many women, only have 4 women, and do this and do this, don't do that." So they wanted to kill Him, and He was ran away to some other place. So whenever a Messiah of the Lord comes, messenger of the Lord comes, devotee of the Lord comes and talks about the Lord, there's always danger, because people attack them. No saintly personality. You go from biblical history or Muslim Islam history or Hindu history, whenever the saints have come, they have undergone great difficulty. In fact, the saints are today famous, those or whoever we know, is because so much they went through, so much they were tortured, so much they were tolerated, and still they preach the message of God to everybody. So today also when you practice devotion to God, you will have difficulties. From the world, Maya will test you. But all the time you should take shelter of Narasimha Bhagavan. Whenever any difficulty comes, any fear comes, specifically when fear comes, you are in danger and you are fearful, immediately you will remember Narasimha Bhagavan. And instantly your fear will be eradicated. That is the experience of devotees. There was one small girl who was playing near the highway in US, outside the house. And she playing, she just went near the highway. And a big truck came. And the truck dashed her. She flew in the sky. And she went to opposite side of the road. And she was absolutely hale and hearty. There was nothing, not even a scratch. Except for some nail marks on her body. As soon as the parents came to, they came running. And they saw the baby flying in the sky by the truck dash. They ran afterwards to opposite side. And they picked up baby. Baby was smiling and laughing. He said, "Our dear Lord came in the form of lion and picked me up and put me on this side. Look, 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 there are marks on my body." This is a real story in ISKCON. So, there are so many experiences like that. Our Nartaki Mataji will tell you. When she was distributing books in Europe countries, police would stop them, harass them, sometimes arrest them, beat them, sometimes abuse them. So at many times she has chanted Narasimha Mantra and the fear has gone away. She will tell you in details how the police people kept on seeing a lion in front of them and they got scared and they went away. So this lion is always there to protect devotees. You have to just call him, that's all. He is always there to protect you. This is one amazing story today morning our speaker told. His lecture went on till 12 o'clock. Amazing stories he told. That Lord Narasimha Dev is not just coming in Satya Yuga. Lord Narasimha Dev also comes to protect you and me every time. So in Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram appeared, and Ravan was there, and Ravan, you know, it is explained that Ravan was so lusty that every woman in the world, whoever he came across, he wanted to have her as his wife, or wanted to enjoy her, or exploit her, or whatever. Whether by love, by force, or by order, or by administration, by authority, anyhow, whoever was beautiful, he wanted to enjoy her. So, he was coming on the way, and one beautiful lady, Malati, came. So, he forced her. She said, "No, I am already married to somebody, I cannot do this." He first told her, persuaded her, she didn't listen to him, then he raped her. So, she was so sad actually. And it seems that it's something like Delhi rape, you know. He raped her and threw her in the river. Actually wanted to kill her. So she was unconscious. She was so much physically, you know, harassed. She was unconscious and was in the river, floating, floating, floating. She went to the long distance and somewhere she came where Lord Ganesh was having some work. So he had come down there. And his vehicle, Mushaka, the rat vehicle of the Lord, was standing there. He was standing there in the form of rat. Of course, he is a rat. His name is Indur. His name is Indur, that rat's name. So he saw that young girl, you know, in a very exhausted condition, looks like harassed by somebody, unconscious, floating. So he pulled her to the bank of the river and brought her to consciousness. And then that lady and Mushaka united. And the lady already had the seed of Ravan. And then this vehicle of Ganesh also united with her. So his seed and Ravan's seed united. And she gave birth to a big demon in the form of rat. Mushakasur. And that demon, because he had Ravan's seed in him, he was creating havoc in the world. Like anything. So the Lord, and he actually went and did tapasya. And Lord Brahma came to him and he said, I want to be free from anybody, nobody can kill me. Lord Brahma said, okay, nobody will kill you, but except Narsingadev will kill you. Except Narsingadev, nobody can kill you. So he thought Narsingadev was in Satya Yuga, I mean Trita Yuga. He's supposed to come in previous Yuga, why he will come in this Yuga? So I am not into fear. So just to kill him, Lord Narsingha came in the form of half cat and half man. So he is called as Marjara Narsingadev. Marjara means manjar, that means cat. So this particular Narsingadev came in the form of half cat. That means the mouth and half body is of cat and half body is of human being. And he came and killed Mushakasura. This is one unique form that he has come. There is one unique form in Ahobilam called as Varaha Narsingadev. Where to one devotee he said, I have not seen Varahadev and I have not seen you. So I want to see both of you together. So the Lord Narsingadev and Varahadev appeared together in one form called Varaha Narsingadev. Very unique and supposed to be extremely ferocious. So this Varaha Narsingadev is there in Ahobilam and it is always covered with chandan. Only on today's day, tons of chandan is removed and small deity is visible, is done abhishek and again covered with chandan. And every day they go on putting. So it goes on increasing. This will be like a big, what do you call, round pillar it becomes of chandan. You don't see anything else but chandan. And every day you go on putting more and more chandan. And someday if you forget, there are fires and disasters taking place in the area. So it has to be covered. It is very ferocious, very angry. For the devotee's pleasure, he appeared like that. And then there are 9 other forms of Narsingadev, which he was mentioning in Ahobilam. There is a place called Vishakhapatnam. It's a township. And in the Vishakhapatnam, there is a place called Singhachalam, where there is a mountain and where there was an assembly of Narsingadev, where actually all this pastime took place. There's a huge pillar is there, huge assembly is there, there's a pillar, the bhagna avshesh of the pillar,
nail is there,
the broken pillar is there where Narsingh Bhagavan appeared, and there's a school also
is there,
Prahladwadi, where Prahlad actually studied, Gurukula Prahlad, where Shanda and Amarka taught him. So it's a beautiful place, you know, and it's in the mountain. And the devotees did parikrama there with Radhanath Swami one time. And everybody went ahead and Radhanath Swami went afterwards. And it was such a horrible and dangerous, scaring journey that Radhanath Maharaj thought that if I had gone earlier, I wouldn't have let anybody to go there. It was so, yeah, people actually crawled, you know. Even Mrs. Shetty, Dr. Shetty's wife, you know, such a huge body she has got. She had to crawl actually. If somebody would have fallen down, you know, he said that at one place there's a breeze over 60 kilometers speed, the breeze flows, and you have to cross only on one narrow passage. Only one person can go. If you don't crawl, if you walk, you can be flown off by the bridge, by the breeze. You know, like that, everybody crawled. One person who was 76-year-old also crawled. Many, many old people also crawled, and they went all the way to the mountain to have darshan of Lord Narsingadev. It's a very memorable trip. I don't think ever again that trip will be organized. And I missed it. I only heard about it. It's a very, very extraordinary picnic. A very extraordinary pilgrimage. Spiritual retreat. And in that place itself, there are 9 forms of Narsingadev. For example, one form is called Yoga Narsingha. It is said that Lord Narsingadev taught yoga to Prahlad after killing Hiranyakashipu. Stayed there and taught yoga. So Lord Narsingha sitting in Padmasana position is there, called Lord Yoga Narsingha. Then one Narsingha is there called Dhanum Narsingha, or whatever exactly, where he is standing with bow and arrow. Karanja Narsingha. I don't remember all the names, but these are the few names. And what else is there?
Panaka
Narsingha is there, which is a very unique Narsingadev. He has a big open mouth and he accepts a drink called panaka. South Indians know what is panaka. Panaka means there is a jaggery there is adrak, sunt, and some cinnamon and some spices are there. It's a liquid, you know. And you offer maybe one bucket of water in his mouth, or panaka. Then there is a sound comes of belching back.
Yeah,
you have to go and see it. I mean, I don't have to tell you.
A pot they give you, and
you offer it
only half, and yeah, half he gives
you back. And after you give half, there's a belching sound comes from the mouth. Like that it comes. You have to, it's called Panaka Narsingha. He accepts that drink. And very beautiful. That panaka also we have drunk. And what else you remember?
Ugra Narsingha is Narsingha
which is just after coming out of the pillar. It is said that he is the most ferocious of all Narsingha forms. Because he has not yet killed Narsingha, Hiranyakashipu. He is yet to kill. There is something called Shant Narsingha also. Shant Narsingha is that Narsingha where he is holding Lakshmi in his one lap and Prahlad in another lap. And sitting very peacefully. Because all his anger is gone. He was still roaring after killing Hiranyakashipu. But then Prahlad came and pacified. He offered prayers. Prahlad went and offered garland. Then Hiranyakashipu, then Narsingha Bhagwan took Prahlad in his lap and licked like a lion. The Lord is so expert, whenever he comes, whatever form he comes, exactly as that animal he behaves. So he took Prahlad in his lap and licked like a lion would lick his cub. After licking Prahlad very lovingly, affectionately, his anger subsided. Then Lakshmi Devi also he took in his lap, who was trembling in fear looking at his form. So I have not seen my Lord in this kind of form. I have seen him many other forms, but this form I don't know. Because they were trying to push her that you are his wife, you know, we are all trembling with fear. You please go and pacify him. But she was also trembling. She said, I don't know this person. I know everybody else, but this person I don't know. After she was pacified, then she dared to go, and then Lord took her in her lap also. That's called Shanta Narsingha. So exactly opposite is Ugra Narsingha. He is standing with half bent knees, half bent elbows, spread out his nails, and he is roaring like lion. And the sound is so troublesome and so fearful that all the seven lokas, the demigods thought that pralaya kaal has come. Time of devastation has come. Bolte na kayamat aa gayi hai. Time of destruction of the whole universe has come, because such kind of sound otherwise wouldn't have come. Such roaring was there from Narsingha Dev. The sound crossed all barriers of earth, all the heavenly planets went to Brahma Loka also. And trembled everybody out of fear. That is Ugra Narsingha Dev. So what we have in our Mayapur is Ugra Narsingha. How many of you have come to Mayapur? Only few of you have come. My heart's desire is that all of you should come to see Narsingha Dev. That Narsingha Dev is such a beautiful darshan is there. I mean, lifetime darshan is there. You ever see? It's a 1000 kilo solid black stone murti. Huge, 8 arms with 8 weapons. No, 6 arms with weapons and 2 arms with nails like this. And Prahlad of 1 foot, solid black stone murti. And that is called Ugra Narsingha. It is when I tell you the story today, how it appeared. That, you know, ISKCON community in Mayapur is filled with Muslim community around it, all sides. So Muslims would regularly attack our community. To just, you know, harass the people. So one time there was a big attack. And what they did was they actually wanted to strip the ladies, devotees. What a Western devotee, Indian devotee, whoever there. They wanted to strip them off the clothes. It was becoming too much. Like they were fighting, hurting them, beating them. And then they started doing this activity. So some of the leaders, they went on terrace, took out their guns and shot from terrace. And then ran away. But then this became a very serious issue that, you know, constantly we can't go on tolerating this. We have to do something about it. So one devotee said that, I have heard in the past history that there is something called as Yogpeet, which is called the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There also I have taken all of you, whoever has come. There is where Lord Chaitanya took birth as Nimai Pandit, as Nimai. And that also was attacked by Muslims several times. And at that time, Prabhupada's guru was there. His divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He himself was called as Sima Guru. He was a very powerful personality. So when this attack occurred, he decided to establish Narsingadev Murti over there. So there is a Varaha Narsingadev Murti in Yogapit, just behind the main Yogapit temple, which we take devotees to take darshan there. So after Varaha Narsingadev was established, no more attack, no more danger to that place, till today. 1901 was the time where the temple was established by his father, Thakur Bhakti Vinod. And in 1936, he again renovated the temple of Yogapit, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And after that, Muslims attacked. Then after that, the Narsingadev deity was installed. And no more danger from Muslims. Somebody quoted this history in that meeting. They said, we must have Narsingadev. So immediately, everybody agreed, yes, we must have Narsingadev. So then they did, researched from where we can make Narsingadev. Then they came to know that the community of Sthapatis are there in South India, who are experts in doing these murtis. So they approached them, found out the address and met them. And they explained what all happened, everything. As soon as they heard the story, and they said, if we want something like this, you know, and the devotees were so empowered, when they were discussing, they immediately made a sketch of Narsingadev, rough sketch. They said, we want Narsingadev who has just come out of the pillar, called Ugra Narsingadev. And they also decided he has to have half bent knees, half bent elbows, ready to attack and jump. And ferocious, red eyes, angry, like that. So as soon as they went and described this particular form and showed the sketch to the Sthapati, Sthapati said, I cannot make this murti. Because he has made a very significant statement there, which you all should hear. He said, even in the loka of Brahma, even in the Swarga lokas, such murti is not there. So what to speak of earth, I cannot make this. And he refused. So he went, the person went back. His name was Atma Nivedan Prabhu, something like that. I forgot his name. What is his name? Atma. Anyway, they were Prabhupada's disciple. He went there, very sorry. Then the devotees again had a meeting. How can this be possible? No, go and convince him. So again he went back. And again he started persuading him, you have to make this murti, we need it. So he said, no. And again they came back. And third time he went, immediately he said yes. So what happened this time? I came twice to convince you, I made so many arguments, but you didn't agree. He said, in between your second visit and third visit now, I went to meet my guru. And my guru also said, no, you can't make this murti. Impossible. Don't make this murti for them. Because such one murti was made in Andhra at one place. And they worshipped him very nicely. After some time, the main pujaris died and their next generation did not worship him nicely. So the whole village was burnt in fire and everybody ran away. Half of them died and others ran away and the whole village is deserted today. Do you want your ISKCON community to be like this? Deserted and burnt in fire? This is what he asked him to tell ISKCON devotees. Do you want your newly upcoming ISKCON community to burn in fire like this and get destroyed? Because some of you will fail in worshipping the deity. But the rule was that Narsingha deity, Narsingha Murti can be worshipped only by a brahmachari who has never had any contact with women. Only he can worship. So all the rules and regulations are there. Nobody can go, Grahastha cannot go and worship Narsingadev. Only brahmachari has to worship. This is one of the brahmachari will worship maybe today. Brahmacharis don't have children. So, there won't be a proper brahmachari available next time after he dies. Then who will worship Narsingadev? And then you will all get destroyed. So, tell them that do not think of this Narsingadev. He is very ferocious and dangerous for you. So, Guru also told him, go, I cannot give permission to you. But a very unique thing happened. This particular person, the pujari, the sthapati who went to his Guru, he came back from his guru and he slept in the night. That night his guru came in his dream and he told him, please make the murti for ISKCON devotees. And to support the dream, the very next day, telegram came from his guru to him ki whenever they come next time, you please agree with them and make it for them. So that's how he said, that's how I'm telling yes to you. This is a telegram. He said yes. So why he said yes? He said, who wants the murti? He said, the ISKCON community wants. Okay, ISKCON community, please make for them. Like that he said. Easily he said that. And then they were deciding about the sizes and everything. So he said that, I want to have Prahlad Maharaj at least 1 feet. He said, to make Prahlad Maharaj 1 feet, Narsingh Bhagwan has to be 120 feet. Then only you can make it. This is the proportion. This is how the scriptures give. He said, no way we can have 120 feet DTU. 120 feet means what? Maybe 10 floors tall in the sky. He said, if we can afford to have 4 feet murti. Then he said that, Prahlad will be in the size of an amoeba. In front of 4 feet DT. They said finally negotiated, agreed, discussed and everything. And they said that 4 feet Narsingadev and 1 feet Prahlad. They agreed with that. He said, within 6 months I will make the DT for you. Don't worry about it. Okay. So this devotee came back to ISKCON, Mayapur, nicely. They went to market, South India, North India, wherever they wanted to go. Made jewelry, made dresses and all those things they got ready. All silver and all the jewelry they got. And at the end of 6 months, they went to meet this Stapati. And Stapati said that, where is the DT? Stapati said, what DT? I haven't even got the stone. So what? You not even got the stone? 6 months have passed. Stapati got angry. He said, you think I'm going to take an ordinary stone? I am looking for a live stone. He said, what is live stone? I don't know anything is called live stone. All stones are dead stones. He said, no, for making such a DT of Narsingadev, I have to find a live stone. Live stone means there are many symptoms are there. One of the symptoms is the insect that eats up stone. Do you know that? When you get marble, there are some holes in that. There are some insects who eat the marble powder, the stone powder. He said, live stone is that stone where the insect which is eating the stone has to pass through one end and come out to the other end. There has to be a tunnel from one end to other, through and through. Generally, the stones are eaten by the insects halfway, one-third way, or little way. But you want to look for a stone which is eaten by the insect through and through. And second symptom is, if you take a coin and hit on one side of the stone, and other side of the stone, you have to hear the sound of the stone, of the coin. And the stone is like, maybe from my side to Sunita's place, you know, maybe 8-10 feet big slab has to come, cubical slab. Solid, and then you have to carve the stone. It's not just you attach arms and attach legs and, you know, make some joint like Ganpati they make, na? They put all the clay and join together. But this is made into one stone. You have to just start carving and solid murti comes out. So from one end of the stone to other end, from that side you have to hear the coin sound. And there are many more symptoms it holds. So I'm not looking for ordinary stone. There are many mines in South India. I can go and buy any stone. I'm looking for this stone. So what we will say? He kept quiet. And after a long time, he found that stone in some mine. With all the tests, he passed the stone. And the whole slab was brought to his Prayogshala. He raised the Prayogshala, big, huge one, hut. And then it seems that he did primary sculpting of the stone. And then he kept on looking at the stone. It is said that 7 days and 7 nights, he did not eat anything. He kept on looking at the stone. He was so stunned and amazed himself to have such a stone, live stone. And then he started carving the stone. And it took him over a year to carve the stone. And he made the full DT, 4 feet tall, which weighed about 1,000 kilos at the end of the carving, after removing all the carvings and everything. And it is a custom that when you make a DT, you make the eyes only in the last. That is called Netra Unmilan. When you make the eyes, that time you install the DT. So wherever you have to take the DT for installation, Pratishtapana, there you make the eyes, final eyes, painting and everything. You make it there where you are going to install DTs. But in this case, this Stapati, he carved the eyes there on Prayogshala only. And they don't know, keep the eyes open. They put it by blindfold. Any DTs they put blindfold and then they install and they open, do Netra Unmilan and they touch the eyes and other parts of the body of the DT with Kushagras, chant mantras and invoke the Lord's presence in the DT. So he just made the eyes closed the eyes with nine fold of cloths and went to one marriage. So, okay, my work is over. So, he closed the laboratory, Prayogshala, and went to marriage. When he was in marriage, in somebody else's marriage, news came that your Prayogshala is on fire. It's burning like anything. So, immediately this he understood that Narsingh Bhagwan already is there in the DT. He wants to go to his place now. He doesn't want to stay anymore here. That is a symptom. So, he came running from marriage. He saw that everything was burnt except Narsingh Bhagwan as it is. Nothing happened to the DT of Narsingh and Prahlad. So he was damn scared. He thought that I made a mistake of making the eyes here only, and I didn't realize that Lord has already appeared in the DT and I am gone to marriage. You know. So immediately he called Atmanirvadan Prabhu and said, come immediately, take the DT. So they all came running and then they saw and they all were offering pranams and they were really flabbergasted to see the beautiful form of the DT. And whichever Cheknaka they went, they had to beg many permissions of archaeological department and road traffic department and that department, state changing borders and all those things. Everywhere they said, open the thing. He said, ki Bhagwan ki murti hai, Lord's deity, what is there? No, we want to see. We will not let you go. And moment anybody opened and saw, they were like so scared. Close, take immediately. They were so scared looking at the deity, you know. They didn't have any word, immediately signed off, because before they were asking money, after seeing the face of the deity, they just said, just go immediately. And that's how they crossed all the borders of all states and reached West Bengal. And they installed the deity. And believe me, today, this was installed in, I think, something like 83, 84. After Prabhupada left, this all happened. And the coming of Narsingadev in our Mayapur community is a big event. Very important event. And when he was installed, after that, nobody has ever attacked our community. Nobody ever came. He is kept right in such a way that his glance is going straight to the gate of the property. His red, ferocious eyes, he has got spread out leaf fingers and, you know, ready to attack like that. Very ferocious looking deity. So, the rule is that only brahmacharis have to serve, no? Others cannot serve the deity. So, one brahmachari was serving. The main brahmachari, they decided that there are twin brothers in ISKCON who are like young boys, and Prabhupada made them devotees. And they joined ISKCON Mayapur and they never left ISKCON Mayapur. 30 years they never went out of Mayapur. They only stayed there. They became old. From young to old they became. After 30 years, about 10 years back, first time they left Mayapur and came to Radha Gopinath temple. The first ever place they came out of that place and went to Chaupati ISKCON, our temple. Now 10 more years have passed. That's a different story. So they had decided that these two brothers are brahmacharis. Naishtika brahmachari. They were married and never went to any women's contact in their western life also. So one of them was chosen as a chief pujari of Narsingadev. And under him there are many pujaris assisting him, you know, morning, evening, this is cleaning and making plates and removing the plates and again garlands and so many things are there, no? So one chief pujari and there are many other pujaris. So there was one pujari appointed for night services. And very amazingly you see that Narsingha deity is kept in a black stone temple. All South Indian temples are black stone, no? Mostly. And there is no light inside, there is only lamp. Only lamp light is there in which you have to worship the deity. So, it's a black temple like we have Jagannath, but we have granite at least. It is shining black is there. This is not shining black, this is a matte black. Full stone and in between stone black murti with red eyes with ferocious mouth open and tongue wagging out of that, you know, is standing there. With six arms with six weapons and two arms in front and bent knees and ready to jump like that. So, night time this pujari was supposed to do the aarti and then others will leave and he will be only there to the final cleaning. So when he will remain alone, he would start getting scared because everybody went and he was there. So he was getting scared every day. Somehow he would really tremble. Till he closed the temple and go out, he would really be trembling inside doing his seva. So one day he did his seva like this fearing and he went to sleep in Brahmachari Ashram, which is about 5 minutes walk from that. And there are bunkers, you know, in Brahmachari Ashram. We have also bunker in 5th floor room. There is one bunk. Even in the nursing quarter also we have bunkers. One bed and two bed. Your some stair is there. You have to go and sleep. And two drawers like that. So I was sleeping on the upper bed in a bunker in Brahmachari Ashram. And suddenly he woke up in the night. And he saw a lion on his body. His two arms were already in with nails embedded in his shoulders. You can see, I don't have nails. Imagine if I had long nails. His two arms were on his shoulders and his nails were fully inside the shoulder. And he was roaring. And he was saying, "Why you are scared of me? I am like your father. Can you worship me? Why you are getting scared? Don't get scared." And he removed his fingers and it disappeared. So this pujari woke up and he was actually very blissful and very happy. Lord Narsingha came and gave darshan to me. So he was in his night kopin, you know. Kopin means, what do you call, langoti, you can say. And there was nothing else. He was sleeping. So he just jumped from the bed. He was so happy. He just ran from his brahmachari quarters to temple in the night. Maybe 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the night. Nobody is there. All temple is closed and everything. Just went running to Narsingha temple. Went running back to Brahmachari Ashram and he kept on doing this running business till 4 in the morning. He was so happy. And by 4 o'clock, devotees start coming to temple. Na? They wake up at 3 o'clock, take bath and 3.30, 3.45, devotees start dressing up and going to temple to chant. So amazingly, when devotees were coming to temple, they saw this man in langoti running up and down. He said, "Prabhu, what happened to you?" He was still jumping. Then they caught hold of him and then just brought him down to earth, you know. So then he came to know. He said, "What is this? You are running in this kind of dress?" Then he looked down, he saw only langoti there. He ran away in temple. And his two shoulders were bleeding. There were streams of blood. Then when he cooled down, he told the story of whole night. And everybody witnessed those nail marks and the bleeding point. And he was saying, he was so happy to have those finger marks on his body. And that, of course, that brahmachari got married afterwards and he's still in ISKCON. And he has got healed wounds on his two shoulders. And with great pride, he shows devotees those healed wounds today also. So, Narsingh Bhagwan in Mayapur is a live deity. One has to experience. It is said, anybody who prays to him with sincere heart, immediately responds. And his speciality is instant response. At times when you pray, you may not get response, but at times he gives instant response. Okay. So, I'll tell you two stories. One story is that there is one Russian person who became Hare Krishna devotee. All over the world, all over the countries, people are becoming devotees. So, one Russian boy became a devotee. And first thing he heard about India, you know, fascination for Western people is India. India is a place for yoga, Himalayas, caves and mystical performances and devotion and philosophy and spiritual, all thing is East, and that is India. So everybody who wants to become spiritual, he wants to go to India and visit India and visit Jaipur and visit so many holy places and all. So he wanted to go to India. And India means ISKCON devotees ke liye either Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri or Mayapur. Main three places. So somehow he went to India and his mother became very upset. "My young boy, you know, went behind some weird religion in India and he left home and he's not married and he's just gone somewhere." So she left Russia and came. See how much love mother has for child, you know. She left Russia and you don't have, India is such a big country, right? From Kashmir to Kanyakumari. You don't have address and your son has gone to India. How will you search your son in India? Still she came to India. She said, "My son has gone to India, I will search him out." And she went to each and every ISKCON temple in India, asking for the name. "Is this boy has come?" There's one difficulty in ISKCON, you know. "My name is Vivekananda Chanbag." But if you ask in Gopinath temple, you know Vivekananda Chanbag? "No, yahan par koi Vivekananda Chanbag nahi hai." "You have to know my other name, Vishwarup Das." Then they will tell you, "Oh, Prabhuji hai hamare par." But she didn't know all this business of new names and old names. She kept on asking Russian name, you know, something maybe Boris Yeltsin or what, I don't know, Kasparov or something like that. So nobody said anything to her. "We don't know anybody of this." And she went to every temple, every temple, every temple. And by the way, when you go to many temples, na, people give you many things also. Like suppose you are sick, na, and your sickness is not getting cured, then you will be many people. They will say, go to this Baba, he gives holy water. Go to that Baba, he will give holy dust to you. Go to that place, he will give you that mixture, and many mystical things will be told to you. So in the process of time, when she was meeting people and inquiring about her son and describing about her son, some devotees told, you know, we have Narasingha deity in Mayapur. She doesn't know anything about Narasingha deity, what Krishna. She doesn't know anything. But she wanted her son back. So that devotees tell that the deity of Narasingha Bhagwan is very merciful. And if you go and pray to the deity, maybe he will give your son back to you. So she found the address of Mayapur temple and she went all the way from wherever she was to Mayapur temple. And straight she came out in front of Narasingha Dev. And she was, by the time, she was so desperate, you know. She was ready to lose anything for getting her son back. So she went to Narasingha Bhagwan in front of Narasingha Bhagwan and prayed, oh my Lord, if you are Lord, I don't know who you are. I have not said anything of this kind, but people say you are Lord. And I tell you, if you are Lord, I pray to you that if I get my son back, I will become your devotee in ISKCON. And believe me, when she said this, she was in front of Narasingha Dev. Suddenly, one bald head came in front of her. Because there are so many bald heads, it's called bald heads and big tuft of hair behind. So somebody like that, fair person with bald head with tuft of hair behind, came with orange clothes, like what we wear, na, sannyasis, brahmacharis. And right in front of her, like suppose I am looking at somebody behind you, and you come in between, so I see you, na? So she was looking at Narasingha Dev and that bald head came in front of her, in between her and Narasingha Dev. And that bald head was her son. And she was like, you can imagine her feelings. She has searched in so many places. And finally she prayed, and even in that temple she had inquired. But they said, we don't know this person. But she may not be knowing the initiated name of this person. And right when she was praying, instantly, her son came to pray and she caught hold of her son. And she, today she is a ISKCON devotee. She also became a devotee. She also took initiation. Her name also name changed. She is a full-fledged, full-time ISKCON devotee. So, you know, what is the quality qualification? I also have prayed so many times, but I have not got any miraculous results there. But see her mental status. She must be so desperate, you know. We are not so desperate. We just pray for the sake of prayers. अरे गए हैं धाम में तो pray करना चाहिए. मम्मी ने बोला था, वो प्रभुजी ने बोला था, वो काउंसलर ने बोला था, उसने भी बोला था, वो devotee ने बोला तो pray करना चाहिए. कर रहे हैं, मतलब it's like a official activity, formality, you know. But imagine her condition. वो कहाँ से आई? मन में क्या? रशिया से आई थी वो. And searched all over. So much money she must have spent, so much effort she must have done. And then she, how much desperate she must be by the time she must have last resort. बोले इन्होंने ही सुना तो मिलेगा नहीं तो नहीं मिलेगा. सो द डेस्परेट कंडीशन ईगरनेस सो मच एंक्शियस टू प्रे हाउ डेस्परेट शी वॉज. सो लॉर्ड इमीजिएटली रिस्पॉन्डेड. यू नो द सन कुड हैव कम टू प्रे टू नरसिंहदेव इन द इवनिंग ऑल्सो ना. ही कुड हैव गॉन टू स्लीप इन द आफ्टरनून एंड कम टू इन द इवनिंग एंड दे शी कुड हैव कम एंड ही वुड हैव बीन अदर टाइम देन व्हेन ही वुड हैव कम शी वुड नॉट नॉट बी देयर एंड व्हेन शी वुड हैव कम ही वुड नॉट बी देयर देन दैट कुड हैव हैपेंड मेनी टाइम्स ऑल्सो ना. इन मायापुर इफ यू गो ना सपोज Madam Suchitra and Madam Kulkarni, they go together to Mayapur temple, for suppose, temple hall, and a festival is going on. And then, in 5 minutes, Madam Kulkarni look here, and Suchitra Madam is lost. And she is looking here, Madam is lost. And I guarantee you, till evening, they will not find each other. There is so much crowd is there. You just, unless you hold each other's hand, you cannot say, I will be with you. It is only imagination that you will be with each other. Unless you hold. Even if you want to be each other now, when people are moving, you will lag behind and you will miss one another. So only you have to hand each other. So in such conditions, there could have been any combination. She would come at 4 o'clock, he would come at 7 o'clock, she would come at 4 in the morning, and he would not come that day for Mangalarati, he will come at 7 o'clock. Anything can happen. But instantly the Lord gave her son back to him. And she also fulfilled her promise. She didn't know anything about Krishna. Anything about this lion form of the Lord, but she became devotee. Another lady, you know, she, very nice devotee of the Lord, Western lady, And this Pankajangri Prabhu was the Brahmachari who was actually serving the deity of Narasingadev. So she always came and felt that, hey, Lord's eyes are so ferocious. They are red colored, you know, red colored moti is put there. So why not make it yellow color and make it a little mild, you know. Everybody is like looking at the costly looking ferocious eyes of the Lord. So she made yellow color eyes on her own. And she went to Pankajangri Prabhu and told him that, you know, Prabhu, I want to you to change the eyes of the Lord. So Pankajangri Prabhu said, see, the Lord's mood here is very ferocious. He is Ugra Narasingha. So you cannot change the Lord's mood. You are nobody to change the Lord's mood. Whatever is there, it should be there. But she insisted and went on insisting many times. He went on refusing. And one day, he accepted. He took the eyes from her. He went inside the temple, closed the curtain, and he changed the eyes. He put the yellow color eyes. And he opened the curtain. The lady was very happy. Today, my Lord has accepted my offerings, you know. So many days were refusing through his devotee, and today the devotee agreed, that means Lord also agreed. So he is accepted my eyes. So she was happy, she was waiting to open the curtains. And she stood there and offering prayers intently. And she heard the big voice, grave, deep voice, give my eyes back. And she like looked here and looked there, anybody behind? And she was so scared actually, because the voice was very thunderous voice, you know. Many people were praying around her and nobody felt like hearing such a sound. So she thought that she may be getting hallucination, you know, on herself she must be listening to the sound. Well, others she didn't feel so scared or something. They were all engrossed in prayers. So again she closed her eyes and again started praying. This time little fearfully. And again she heard voice, give my eyes back. So again she saw here and there. Everybody was peacefully praying and she was really thanking God. And third time she heard the voice, give my eyes back. And she ran to Pankajangri Prabhu. Prabhu, please, where are the red eyes? I want to you to wear the red eyes again. I am hearing loud sounds. Pankajangri Prabhu said, I told you. Before us I was telling you, Lord may not like to change his eyes. He said, whatever happened, I am very sorry. Please immediately go and change the eyes back to red. So Pankajangri Prabhu came running behind, back, closed the curtain, changed the yellow to red eyes, and opened the curtain. And this time she was trembling. What sound she'll hear now? She was praying and no sound came. And there's a book, huh? By the way. Anybody of you want a book, I'll give that book to you. Small book, filled with many more stories like this. Apart, along with the story which I told you, how the Lord came there. With that story, many other stories are there. Small and big. And they are inviting more and more stories because whenever devotees go there, Mayapur, they have various experiences there. Various experiences. And any wish you make there, sincerely, Lord fulfills that wish. Lord Narasingadev is very, very merciful. And today's day, we have to actually pray to Lord Narasingha to give us his blessings. One thing I would like to tell you before I end my talk today, that after killing Hiranyakashipu, they wanted me to tell, our cath lab people wanted me to put Narasingha picture in the cath lab to protect Narasingha, protect cath lab from dangers, you know. I said, everybody comes in high tension there, you know. Everybody lost that heart attack and such kind of heavy things happened there. And they will be rolled in the OT, whatever, so-called cath lab. And if they see blood and intestine, and somebody wearing intestinous garland and his mouth is filled with red and hands are filled with red and drops of blood are falling and somebody's abdomen is broken up. And by the way, you should know, scripturally speaking, Narasingadev, after tearing the abdomen of Prahlad Hiranyakashipu, he tore the abdomen with his nails, took out the intestines, but the peritoneum he phad diya unhone. Skin, peritoneum and direct intestines. He pulled the intestines out and his two arms were holding the body. The body should not move. Two arms were tearing it apart and two arms took out the intestines and wore it as a garland. I said, such kind of scene don't put in cath lab. People will get scared, you know. You should have some nice sweet Krishna looking at some bird and smiling and, you know, like some teasing and some Mother Yashoda. Very sweet. So wherever they should look, they should feel assured ki, yes, happiness will come back to me again. Fear is there now. If I see one fearful scene, I don't know what will happen to me. And by the way, you should know, I told him one more thing. Ki after wearing the garland of intestines, he must be so angry, na, because his devotee Prahlad is harassed so much by the father Hiranyakashipu. After wearing the garland, Lord Narasimhadev plucked the heart from the chest cage and threw it like a ball on the ground. मतलब हार्ट तोड़ के फेंक दिया उनमें से. आई सेड ये तो तुम्हारा हार्ट बचाने का डिपार्टमेंट है. लॉर्ड हैज टेकन द हार्ट आउट एंड थ्रू इट अवे. आई डोंट थिंक यू आर गोइंग टू सच काइंड ऑफ एक्टिविटी हियर. सो डोंट कुट नरसिंहदेव. आई विल गिव यू राधा रमन पिक्चर और सम नाइस पिक्चर ऑफ कृष्णा. इट विल बी वेरी प्लीजिंग. सो देन सो एंग्री ही वाज रोरिंग रोरिंग एंड रोरिंग. ऑल डेमिगॉड्स हैड गैदर्ड टू सी व्हाट्स गोइंग टू हैपन. सी देयर इज अ dangerous fight going on, but also there is a great anger is there involved. So Lord was roaring, like breathing heavily and roaring and breathing and heavily. So even after he was killed, still Lord was very angry and he was still roaring and breathing and roaring and breathing. So nobody wanted to go in front of him. So they looked at Lakshmi. Lakshmi Devi refused. Then looked at Prahlad. Imagine Brahma, the greatest personality, also was trembling and went to 5-year-old boy, and everybody requested 5-year-old boy, please, you go and appease him now. You go and pacify him. We are all scared. And he immediately went. Very fearlessly he went and garlanded roaring Narsingh Bhagwan. And immediately Narsingh Bhagwan took him in his lap and licked him. And by licking him, all the anger went down. And then Lord Narsingha said, my dear Prahlad, so much you have gone through for me. They gave poison to you. They stabbed you. They threw you on the mountain. They wanted to bury you in the ocean. They put you on the snake pits to have bites of snakes, poisonous. And they put you, they wanted to burn you with Holika Devi. And then they put you under elephant's foot. And they, whatever ways one can be killed, they tried every means with you. Such a small, delicate boy you were. And for me, my sake, you had to go through this. If you had just said yes to your father, nothing would have happened to you, right? If you had said, yes, my father, whatever you say, I will do. Nobody ever tortured you. But for my sake, you didn't say yes to him. And you went through all the torture. So I want to reward you now. I have come back, come here to reward you. Please ask. Shall I give you one planet? Shall I make you king of the universe? Shall I give you all his 8 mystic powers? Shall I make you most powerful than anybody on earth? So many things the Lord went on asking. And everything what Lord asked, Prahlad said, no, my Lord, I am very sorry. Please don't tempt me with all these things. I have not worshipped you for getting all these benefits, you know. I never thought that if I please you, you will make me king and you will make me this. Anyway, I would have become king. If I would have said yes to my father, I would have anyway become king after him. Please do not tempt me with such temptations, oh my Lord. I am not a businessman. Main vyapari nahi hu. To trade with you. Okay, I did this for you. Now you give this to me in the end. No, sir. He said, I only have one fear. I have a fear that I will sometimes trouble devotees, offend devotees. I am scared of Vaishnav Aparad. I am scared of offending a devotee of the Lord. So please give me benediction that from my hands, from my life, I will never offend a devotee of the Lord. That is the only benediction he wanted. And the Lord insisted, no, ask, you have to ask, I want to give you. Then he thought for a while and he said, okay, you can deliver my father. Because he had done a lot of sins, so he will go to hell and suffer. Poor fellow, he is my father anyways. Please, save him from all the sins and give him moksha, liberation. So that time Lord said that, what to speak of moksha? Just because he is your father, not only he, but 10 generations before you, and 10 generations after you, and your generation is 21st generation. 10 after you, 10 before you, and 10th one is this generation, na, where your father is existing. So 21 generations, all people are already liberated by me. What to speak of you asking me separately for your father alone? So already he had given that benediction. So Prahlad never say, oh, achha moka mila hai, Bhagwan samne khade hai. पूछ रहे हैं, मांग लो, लिस्ट बना लो पूरा. अभी एक ही ऐसा मौका बार बार नहीं आता है. दैट इज डिवोशन. हाँ, इज नॉट मिस्टर अंबानी स्टेटिंग यू, अरे मॅडम सुचित्रा मला काय पाहिजे सांगा मला, तर विल मेक अ बिग लिस्ट, आय विल कम टुमॉरो, आय गो अँड मीट माय हजबंड अँड मेक अ लिस्ट अँड कम बॅक टू सर, गिव्ह मी वन डे सर, वी विल स्टेल लाईक दिस. बट हू इज अंबानी? अंबानी इज 43rd रिच मॅन इन द वर्ल्ड, यू नो, नॉट फर्स्ट ऑल्सो. यू हॅव गो टू वॉरेन बफे, वॉरेन बफे विल टेल यू, मॅडम सुचित्रा वॉट यू वॉन्ट, डॉलर्स, पाऊंड्स, शिलिंग्स, बारियन डॉलर्स, वॉट यू वॉन्ट, बारियन दिनार. शील से सर वन मोर डे यू गिव मी प्लीज, आई हॅव टू मीट माय फ्रेंड्स अँड माय हजबंड अँड एव्हरीथिंग, आय विल मेक अ नाईस लिस्ट अँड कम, आय डोंट वॉन्ट टू मिस एनिथिंग सर, सो गिव मी वन डे. हिअर द सुप्रीम पर्सनॅलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, बिलीव मी, इवन हिज फादर हिरण्यकशिपू वॉज अ बॉस, ही वॉज द ओनर ऑफ द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, ही हॅड किक्ड इंद्र ऑल्सो ऑफ हिज सिंहासन, कॅप्चर्ड हिज किंगडम ऑल्सो, द गॉड ऑफ किंग ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स ऑल्सो ही हॅड डिफिटेड अँड थ्रोन हिम आउट ऑफ द थ्रोन, कॅप्चर्ड ऑल हिज वेल्थ, ही वॉज मास्टर ऑफ ऑल थ्री वर्ल्ड्स. ही कुड आस्क फादर, फादर एक लोक दे दो मुझे ना, मी थोडासा घुमने के लिए जरा जाई, एक वन डेमिगॉड का वन लोका विच यू हॅव कॅप्चर्ड, प्लीज गिव्ह मी टू प्ले, आय विल गो अँड प्ले देअर अँड एन्जॉय द फूड देअर. नो, ही वॉज द मास्टर, लॉर्ड वॉज द मास्टर ऑफ द होल क्रिएशन, नॉट ओनली द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, अँड दॅट पर्सनॅलिटी हू कॅन डू एनिथिंग, कॅन गिव्ह यू एनिथिंग, दॅट पर्सन इज आस्किंग यू, आस्क मी वॉट आय कॅन गिव्ह यू, आय एम ग्रेटफुल टू यू, थँक यू टू यू, बिकॉज यू हॅव फॉर मी यू हॅव सफर्ड, सो इट इज मी हू वॉन्ट टू गिव्ह यू, आस्क प्लीज, टेल मी, जो मागणार आहे मांग लो. And what is devotee is telling? Please don't tempt me. He is saying whatever you are offering me is all material. And I know everything material has a beginning and end. And I do not want anything that is going to end. I want your devotion only. Because that is eternal. Can we say that? Nahi, wo Dr. Sandberg ne lecture mein bola tha. Bhagwan samne khade hai. Nahi, aisa hi bolna padega. Bhagwan aisa hi, usne bhi aisa hi bola tha. नाही नाही, वी रिमेंबर ऑल लेक्चर ऑल्सो, बट स्टील वी से नो, ऐसा मौका बार बार नहीं आएगा, लेक्चर इज ओके ना, लेक्चर डॉक्टर साहब को क्या है, वो हर बार को बोलते रहते हैं, वॉट इज अ बिग थिंग इन दैट, बट एवरी टाइम लॉर्ड डजंट कम, दिस टाइम ही हैज कम इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी, चलो डॉक्टर साहब को बाजू में रखो, आस्क 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 नाउ, टाइम टू आस्क, नो टाइम विल बी अगेन कमिंग लाइक दिस, हु नोज, आई थिंक आई एम इन अ ड्रीम नाउ, बट नो नो, आई एम नॉट इन ड्रीम, आई एम अवेक एंड द लॉर्ड इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी, सो दिस चांस विल नेवर कम अगेन. This is what we will say. That chance was there for Prahlad. Prahlad said, no, my Lord, do not tempt me with these temptations. I want your devotion only. I won't want to offend your devotees. Ab ye kya hai, to chiller benediction hai. Wo to kal bhi mang lete to deta aapko main. But he says, offending devotees of the Lord is the worst thing one can do. Why Lord came instantly in the pillar? Because his devotee was offended by Hiranyakashipu. He didn't say, hey Indra, you just go, re. Just look after this, this fellow is troubling my son. Go, go. No, he came himself. He was so angry. After killing also, he was roaring like anything. After killing also. So we have to learn from Prahlad that do not do devotion to God for some material things. Don't keep something in mind and do worship. I will please him, na? I will get that thing. Let my son get married. Let my son get admission in good college. Or let my husband get promotion. And let my vehicle change into 2 to 4 wheelers and 6 wheelers and 8 wheelers. Like that, 56 wheelers, you know. Like that. Don't keep anything in mind. Unconditional devotion is what Prahlad is teaching us. Ahaituki apratihata. That means unmotivated and uninterrupted also. There is no lunch break and tea break. There is always continuous devotion. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself who came as a devotee and took performed Leela. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 18 years. And there is one temple called Tota Gopinath. Last time who asked me about Gopinath? Somebody asked me the story of Tota Gopinath. In that temple of Tota Gopinath, Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping that deity. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come in the afternoon, after lunch there. And for 3 hours, he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And the only story he would keep on hearing again and again was the story of Narasimha and Prahlad. Hundreds of times he heard the story of Prahlad and Narasimha from the mouth of Gadadhar Pandit in that holy place of Tota Gopinath. out of all the stories, he wanted to hear the story of Prahlad and Narasingha again and again and again. That is a powerful story. And today on the auspicious day of Narasingha Jayanti, all of you, whoever has heard this story and I have spoken this story, the benediction is that you will not take birth again in this world. That is the benediction. Those who are awake and those who heard, for them is a benediction. Those who have fallen asleep, best of luck. We have got the bus, we have got a ticket. Others, best of luck. Next Narasingha Jayanti, again if you are there, I will tell you the story. So like that, you know. Such powerful things. It happened in Satya Yuga, millions of years ago. But today also if you hear the story, you get this purification. So Narasingha Dev Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
Thank you very much. Haribol.